Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hello again, Story Club members. I'm Ivy, your ghostly host with the most and keeper of the strangest, spookiest tales on Earth. Today is another Ivy's chilling tale. This tangled yarn, Story Club members, might make you never want to do yard work again, if you ever did. It's one I call Weed 'Em Out. Tyler, if you weed my backyard before my Sunday party, I'll pay you $100. That's what Mrs. Elmhurst, the woman who lived down the street in the big fancy house, said. Tyler Dawson was out mowing his lawn, which was part of his weekly chores, when the elderly woman who was walking her toy poodle Roxy asked to employ him. Wow, $100? Tyler agreed on the spot without seeing her backyard because, come on, $100 is $100. And then he saw the backyard. It was infested by some strange weeds he'd never quite seen before. They were tall and spiky with broad leaves, much like a Canada thistle. And they had these prongy violet flowers, which were actually kind of pretty. Some of them stood as high as Tyler, who was actually one of the tallest students in his 6th grade class. Wow, he thought. I should be getting at least $200 for this job. Tyler had brought a weeding implement and a hoe, thinking that was all he needed. But he was actually going to require some kind of scythe or machete to get these down, or a weed whacker with a saw blade. He wished he had the latter, but all he had that was close was an old, rusty machete that his dad had in the garage. Tyler went and got it. Then he started getting to work. The August sun was already getting pretty high, and it was gonna be another scorcher today. He wished he'd gotten out of bed earlier. Now he was gonna be stuck out here most of his Saturday. It absolutely had to be cleared off today so the rich old lady could have her fancy party back here. Tyler imagined Mrs. Elmhurst with her snooty old bridge club and their toy poodle sitting around sipping iced tea and gossiping about all the neighbors. Thwack! Tyler chopped down another tall weed. He couldn't be sure, but he thought that he'd heard a tiny groan when he did so. But maybe it was just Mrs. Elmhurst's poodle, Roxy, who was watching him from the patio doors. Tyler wished he had his earbuds, but they'd fallen out when he was mowing yesterday and unfortunately got run over, the mower chopping them into tiny little pieces of plastic. $100, $100, $100. That was the mantra that Tyler kept repeating to himself to get his mind off the sweaty work. His shoulder muscles were starting to ache from swinging the machete so many times. Mrs. Elmhurst brought out some lemonade for him to drink. It was really sour, as she didn't put much sugar in it. But he drank it anyway. It was wet and cold, and he was dying of thirst. The woman thanked him for the job he'd done so far. She said that she had never seen any weeds like this before. They were just kinda here one morning. Their arrival had seemed to coincide with the meteor shower that had recently happened. A few hours into chopping down the thorny, weedy greenery, Tyler started getting a weird feeling. Out of the corner of his eye, he would catch the slightest movement. The tall thistles would be rocking slightly, which would be fine if there was a summer breeze. But the dog breath air was warm and still. A chill went up his back, despite the heat. And then, one of the thistles twisted around his hand with the machete. The thorns dug into his skin. He dropped the machete, screaming in pain. The thistles all converged on him. They had been moving slower, closer to him. They were alive. He kicked and thrashed at them, but their husky bodies and meaty leaves were too strong. Mrs. Elmhurst, who had been watching some of her favorite shows inside, had finally had enough of Roxy's barking. She went to the patio door where the little dog was yapping at the glass. Peering outside, she didn't see that boy, Tyler Dawson, anywhere. And the thistles had appeared to be more than before. Only the machete in the yard was any proof that the neighborhood kid had been there. She would have to call his parents and complain for him quitting in mid-job. Funny thing is, though, not only did the thistles seem to have multiplied, they looked darker and leafier than before, as if they've received some kind of nutritive surge. And another strange thing, they seemed closer to the house. Much closer. Talk about creeping vines. Those people eating thistles from outer space may just eat every warm-bodied animal in sight and take over the world, one plant at a time. Which reminds me of a joke. What do you get when you plant kisses? Give up? Tulips? This story is dedicated to Ayla and Calla from the Scary Stories for Creepy Kids podcast, who wrote in wanting to hear their names over the air. Welp, here you go, Ayla and Calla. Keep us on the edge with your scary stories. And come back tomorrow for another episode, because every Story Club member needs a little scare every day. Ivy out.
Go, kid, go.
Hi, grown-ups. We are incredibly grateful that our show is one of your family's podcast picks. In order to continue to make the type of content you'd like to hear, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd love if you could take a few minutes to complete it. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm.fm/kids. As a thank you, each participant will be entered to win a prize pack from one of the shows, including a prize pack from Go Kid Go. Thank you!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.